A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." The Lord said to him in reply, "Hypocrites, does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage?" When he said this, all his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him. The word of the Lord. Jesus in this gospel teaches and heals on the Sabbath, and through his example shows us that the law is not important than human needs. We are not to neglect the very real needs of our sisters and brothers because of the law's restrictions. Jesus releases us from a literal interpretation of the law and focuses on the enduring message of God, which is love. Jesus heals this woman who has been crippled for 18 years by laying his hands on her. She doesn't heal her body alone, but he also frees her from her isolation and loneliness caused by her community's rejection of her. Her community treats her according to the literal understanding of the Torah. Jesus gives her back the life that she had missed. And Jesus reminds the whole crowd, including the elders, that this woman is created in God's image. In addition, she is Abraham's daughter and a member of God's family. God gives her life and she must live it. Jesus was a Jew and he died a Jew. In his preaching, he didn't deny the scripture and the law of the prophets, but he interpreted them in a different way. He read beyond the inscribed letters and used the language of God, guided by the spirit of love. He presented the real meaning of the Torah. Jesus, by this message, reminds us that people are more important than the Sabbath when he says, quote, "The Sabbath is made for all people. People are not made for the Sabbath." My brothers and sisters, let's not be tied to the law, but let God touch our hearts through Jesus' message. Today, may we be able to read Scripture in the Spirit of God, who helps us to give life for others by knowing and fulfilling their needs, even on the Sabbath day. Let's ask ourselves that the fundamental questions of this gospel passage. How can we live the gospel today? How can we be the sons and daughters of God? And what are our laws that keep us from being fully human? Amen.